G'day, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I've been flying since 1944. I still hold a current pilot's license, instructor rating and everything else.
This is flying an aircraft?
Yes.
For how long?
Since 1944.
That's a long time, Michael.
Yes, I'm 84 in 2 days' time. I fly probably 300 hours a year. I'm a member of CASA's flying training panel, advising on training, and I examine instructors and train them and all sorts of things. The point I really want to make is that people forget that from the age of 40, not 70, their reactions slow down and increase as they get older. Mm. There are young boys I train as well, who frankly shouldn't even get on a bicycle. There are older people who I wouldn't follow to the toilet. You really have to stop thinking of age and look at their capabilities and particularly their responsibilities. And while I applaud the chief constable, my senior instructor is a policeman, so I have a lot of dealings with them. And quite frankly, I've found that after the age of 60, their cognitive processes deteriorate as well. I train the average age of, I'm a board member of RAOs, and the average age of our members is about 60 odd.
Right.
59 to 60. Mm. There are people who've retired, always wanted to fly, say, I've got money, time, the wife wants them out the kitchen, and they come to me. They come to others.
Mm.
And quite frankly, it's a problem. They take longer to learn. Mm. Their reaction times are slower.
Mm.
So what I'm coming down to is that really age is not a fundamental point in time. It's a capability and a responsibility that you've got to keep monitoring. I have to have a driving medical, for God's sake, every year. I get a pilot's license, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I've got to still do a driving test. And, you know, I sometimes weep at some of the people who are on the roads aged 14, 15 and 16 on motorbikes, bicycles and everything else.
Mm.
And while I applaud the police for their, desire to keep the roads safe.
Yes.
I think we've got to go deeper than just say 70-year-old, think about it.
Yeah. Can I say something to you with great respect?
Yes.
You're full of it. Wisdom, I mean. Thank you for calling me.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that line, I wouldn't follow him to the toilet. That is just one of the great things I've heard. What a brilliant human being Michael is. Hey, how outstanding's that? Age is just the number. It's the other things. 100%. How lucky are we that Michael chose to pick up the phone and give us a call today, huh?